Let's get into the last sugya, which again, just which is your just more yedios. Those who didn't get number 40, we wanted to have a nice round number. Again, there's a lot that we could talk about in this sugya, but just to mention the yesod because it's a chiddush. Once you hear it, you're like, oh, it comes up a lot. But right, Ze'iri yichud. Right, that's what Ziri says, Nisyachta, Nistara, and she did something wrong. And the whole sota that we're talking about also, she did something wrong. What level Isser is Yichud? So if you look in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in Meseches Kiddushin, the Gemara in Daf Pei, the end of Kiddushin, right? All Hilchas Yichud is two Daf in the end of Meseches Kiddushin. It's all jam-packed together. Right, so there the Mishnah says some details, which we're not going to get into the details now, but just a man is not allowed to have yichud with two women, but isha achas b'shtei anashim. Right, there's differences between men and women. One woman and two men is okay. Why two women and one man is not okay? But the Gemara says, my taima, right? What is the reason that a man cannot be mizyachid with two women? And then, so the Gemara quotes Nashim Daitan Kalos, which means women are easily, convinced of things. But then the Gemara says Mina Hanimili usually means
source.
What's the source? What does that reflect?
Dindaraisa.
Pashas Mina Hanimili is Dindaraisa, and the pasuk is quoted. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. And then the Gemara says, though, this makes it a little tricky. Minani mili, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Remez liyichud minat Torah minayin. That's like, what does that mean? Minani mili, Remez liyichud minat Torah minayin, Shenemar, Kisisra chicha ben imecha, and then we have a makar, that a man is allowed to be misyachid with his mother, but he can't be misyachid with any other of the arayas. So, it's a makar of yichud. Is it daraisa? Is it not daraisa? So we assume that there are different levels. There's some yichud that's daraisa, and then some yichud that's derabanan. There's different levels of yichud. David HaMelech was gozer. I didn't give you the Rambam to look at, but the Rambam talks about this. I think it's in Yisrei Biya. That's where he talks about the Yisurim of yichud, Perach HaBeis, in Yisrei Biya. And the Gemara has different stages of the Isser of Yichud. Aser lis yachidim ha'erva min ha'arayos bein zakena bein yalda shadavar zegorim legalos erva. Except for, right, a mother and a son and a husband and a wife when she's a nida. We saw this Rambam earlier in the year. And then the Rambam says, kishi'ira maisa Amnon v'tamar. Right, Amnon and Tamar, one of the most tragic stories where David's son raped his daughter. Amnon and Tamar, gazar David u'bezdino al Yichud pnuya. David was gozer on the yichud of an unmarried girl, meaning eishes ish and the like. That's issa daraisa, right? Or maybe nida, but yichud de pnuya. That's a derabanan. V'al b'she'ena erva, aval b'she'ena erva bechal yichud arais. V'shama v'hilal gozer al yichud goyim. There's different stages, but it's clear that some of the yichud is daraisa based on the pasuk mina hanimili. So that's interesting, because the Rambam's lashon is also lis yachidim erva min ha'arayis bein zakena bein yalda shadavar ze goreim legalos erva. This yichud is aser because it could cause you to do. You can have yichud because it causes you to do more than yichud. Davar ze goreim, that isn't yichud. The Rambam's explaining the issur daraisa of yichud, and yet he uses the lashon of goreim legalos erva. So this is a huge chiddush, even though maybe we'll take it for granted. But this is what's known as, yichud is a classic example of a siyag d'araisa. The concept of siyag generally comes up in the world of Durabanan, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Asu siyag la'Torah. The Rabbanan made plenty of siyagim. Can't eat chicken and milk, because you might come to eat beef and milk. You can't write with your left hand on Shabbos, because you might come to write with your right hand on Shabbos, if you're writing. Right, you can't do any Isurei Durabanan, many Isurei Durabanans. You can't walk in a Carmelis because you aren't going to walk in a Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam here is giving an example of that. Even the Torah sometimes says something is Usur because we don't want you to do something even more Chamor. But they're both Daraisa. meaning even the Torah acknowledges a hierarchy of sins and of values. And that's Yichud. Very similar to Yichud. What's similar to Yichud? Turn back a parak. Turn back a parak. Nigiya. Parakhaf Aleph in Yisurei Biyah. The Rambam Shita is a affectionate touch of an erva is an iser d'araisa. An affectionate touch is an iser d'araisa. Right, that's the Rambam. Call a baal a erva min harayos. If somebody is boel an erva, o shechibek v'nishek derech taiva, puts it in the same sentence, or hugs and kisses, derech taiva, v'nehne bekir v'asar, right, that's an affectionate touch. Hari zelokim in a Torah, that's an iser d'araisa, that's malkus d'araisa. Shenemar lavilti asos michukosa tuevos. Benemar lo sikrivu legalos erva. Klomar lo sikrivu ledvarma mvilin digile erva. Again, one cannot look around and say, you know, are you shomer? You know that some averis don't have mazel. Why is that? Because it's obvious why it doesn't have mazel. Because the great ain't up a trumpus larayas. The greatest yetsahara a person has in the world of erva. So you're gonna say, why did kashrus is people keep kosher, but they're not. You know, eating a chicken cheeseburger and hugging your girlfriend is the same isser, right? I'm saying, even if you want to say the more makel sheet, like the Ramban, that it's not also daraisa. And the Rambam is worse. It's worse to hug your girlfriend than to eat a chicken cheeseburger. But even so, why? But it's obvious why. It's because it's harder. It's a harder isser because we just spent time in up a chavas larais. The greatest yetsahara people have is in this area. But again, this is an example. Example of a siyag daraisa where the Torah says, obviously, you don't want to come to the actual gilui erva. So, yichud and giyah. By the way, the Torah is infinitely wise. Infinitely wise. How many problems could be saved from people's situations if they kept hilchos yichud and hilchos negiyah? The Torah knows exactly, understands the psyche of a person. But again, there are examples even less extreme. And not just in the world of erva, but this is the... These are some examples. I gave you one or two other examples. Right? The Gemara in Pesachim. The Ran in Pesachim. What does the Ran in Pesachim discuss? Is a Pesachim anywhere here? No, what does the Ran in Pesachim discuss? Ran in Pesachim, it's okay. Ran in Pesachim, first off. Right? We know there are three Yisurim in Chametz. Right, three Yisurim of Chametz. You can't eat chametz. You can't benefit from chametz. You can't have chametz in your house. Bal Yerabai Yimatzei. Is there a connection between any of those? Three separate Yisurim. So is there a connection? So some discuss Yisur Hana is just an expansion of Yisur Achila. But there is much evidence that Bal Yerabai Yimatzei is related to the Yisur Achila. Again, I could have given you many other sources, but we're not doing that topic now. But the Ran says, the first daf im sachim, the Ran says, you know why the Torah says you can't have chametz in your house by your Rabbi Yimatzei? You know why there's an iser to have chametz in your house? So you don't come to eat it. Imagine if you have chametz in your house. You know, you just go to the cupboard. Sometimes you'll forget. You know, it's just so easy. But I told you this story before, maybe not. But I remember when I was, 8 or 9 years old. I remember my family had I remember one year we had this Russian family over that was just becoming frum. Remember they moved into near us. So we were having them over. So I remember waiting and then they knocked on the door. I remember I answered the door the night of the Seder. I remember this clearly. I remember answering the door and I said, Chag Sameach, Kedyantif, and they come and they give me a huge bag of Kit Kats. And I remember thinking, wow, I love Kit Kats. And I remember my mother, Allah Shalom, saying, oh, thank you very much. I'm like, right? And she took it, she put it on top of the fridge. And for a second there, I remember the feeling of forgetting. Like yummy, I love Kit Kats. And it's good I didn't own it because I would have violated. But, so if it's around, you can forget. So that's what the Ran says. By Rabbi Yimatzei is a siyag d'araisa of the Isra of Achilas Chametz. Chametz, it's so dangerous. It's an Isser Kares, Asur B'mashahu. So the Torah itself says, don't have chametz in your house. Let me ask you, why the Rishonim asked this question. Why is there an Isser then of Al Yerbei Matzai and not by Chametz and not, let's say, by pig? Pig's also Usser. Chelev is not kosher fat. That's also an Isser Kares. Why is there no Isser by Yerbei Matzai by Chelev if the whole thing is Syag? More what?
I mean, it's more like, more type. More like it's more likely that you're gonna.
More likely, why?
You eat it the rest of the year.
You eat it the rest of the year, exactly. The language of Tosfos, first Tosfos in Psachim. Lo bedili in shimine. You eat chametz the whole year. You eat chametz the whole year. So, what? You never eat non kosher fat. So, you're not gonna come to eat non kosher fat. You never eat pig.
So if you're a butcher and you're like. And you're a butcher for Goyim.
But you never eat non-kosher fat.
But you might accidentally.
Okay, that's generally... There's a separate Isser about in terms of selling non-kosher food. Isser Durabanan. But that's why you have to... You're more nervous by Chametz, so by Rabbi Matze. The Torah says, don't have it in your house. What about Yom Kippur? The Rishonim asked these questions. There's no Isser by Rabbi Matze Yom Kippur. You don't have to get all the food out of your house.
Because you're not in your house.
Okay, let's say you're in your house.
You have to eat
right
before Yom Kippur.
Because nobody's eating anything on Yom Kippur. That itself is the guard.
You can't have a cinema right before Yom
Kippur. Correct, and then have to get rid of it. Okay, but either way, there's another, just like on Yom Kippur, you have the other reminder that nobody's, you're not eating anything. So Lamaisa, that's why Chametz is this thing that you normally eat, but that's the Ran. The Ran says, Ba'al Rabbi Yimatz, in one line. In one line, he says, "Ve'efshar od shemepnei tam zeh hechmira Torah bolaver al b'Rabbi Yimatzai." Because there's such an iser achila, so that's why siyag daraisa. So what do we have? We have yichud. Number one, yichud. Number two, negiya. Number three, by Rabbi Yimatzai. That's three so far. Rabbi Yosef Engel. We're not going to do it in the Lech HaTov. Let's talk about 15 examples. But whenever, as you go through your travels through Torah Shebal Peh, you'll find more. Every year, we find more examples. But that is number three. Yichud Negiya by Rabbi Yimatzai. Yeah.
Well, writing on Shabbos, right? Why is that not Seder Raisa? Isn't it common to write most time of the week? So maybe.
But the Torah doesn't ask for writing with a shini.
No, but it asks. But it asks writing though. So maybe.
Okay, the Torah is not going to ask for a siyag for everything. I guess the Torah knows it's Shabbos. Maybe you wouldn't. So it's not going to answer every Yisra Durabanan, relating to that.
Yeah,
you can't work backwards. Why didn't the Torah answer this? Because of a siyag for something else. The Torah says certain things that we understand. The first Kesef Mishnah in Tumas Meis. Did you see that one? Good to see one. The first Kesef Mishnah. We know there's three Yisurim also by Basur B'Chalav. You can't eat Basur B'Chalav. You can't get benefit from Basur B'Chalav. I can't sell Basur B'Chalav. And I can't cook Basar B'chalav. So the Kesef Mishnah, beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, the Kesef Mishnah says, beginning of Sefer Tahara, Kesef Mishnah says, maybe, again, without getting into the context of what the Rambam's talking about there, it's an important Rambam, but the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe the Isser of cooking Basar B'chalav is so that you don't come to eat Basar B'chalav. That's the Kesef Mishnah's possibility. In the Torah, there's no connection brought. But if you're cooking basar b'chalav, you might come to taste a little bit. Ubasar b'chalav, mikivan she'asar bishulo, demashma shlo asra Torah levashel ela kedei shelo yovo lechol. Wow. Right? The Isra basar b'chalav is a siyag because you might come to eat basar b'chalav.
That's my mother's problem. Whenever she's making fleshy food, but she's about to eat milk. Right. She can't.
Okay, yeah. Right. And that's what happened a couple weeks ago when Asar B'Teves was on Friday and you couldn't taste any of the Shabbos food. That was a challenge. It's a challenge. But either way, so you have all these examples. One fascinating other Hosafa, though, all of these are Siyagim, Asar. You can't cook because you might come to eat. You can't have it because you get to eat.
There are examples even in Mitzvah Saseh.
And I gave you two other examples regarding that. Even in Mitzvahs Aseh, we find the principle of a Siyag D'Oraisa. What are the examples? Number one, the Rashi on Chumash. Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, and Bereishis. Pasuk says, it's Vayichulu. Hashem finished. Hashem finished on what day? Hashem finished on day 7. Vayishbos b'yom hashvi. If he finished on day 7, he was working on day 7. So what does it mean? Vayishbos. Vayichal, vayishbos. So Rashi quotes, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Basar v'dam she'ena yodea ita v'ragav, a human being does not know the exact time. Right? Even with all of our you know, you hear the beep when the news, the hour, beep, right? So we're not so exact. We think we're exact. Right? Oh, Basar v'dam, right? My phone is connected to the satellites, and the second that... That's why tonight at 2 o'clock in the morning, all of our phones are going to switch to 3 o'clock in the morning. Right? But, so, Basav Adamjir, Yedi'itav Ragav, Zorach Lozim, Michal Alakodesh. Right? A human being does not know exactly when time is, and therefore we have the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. Zorach Lozim, Michal Alakodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyodi'itav Ragav, Nichlas Bokuchot Asayra. Hashem knows exactly when Shabbos starts. And therefore, it says Vayachal b'Yom Hashvi. It's not really Yom Hashvi. It just looks like Yom Hashvi to us, but really, it's the exact moment that Shabbos starts, Hashem finishes. So what does that makkah reflect? Tosefa Shabbos is because of Siyag Dar, and Tosefa Shabbos, according to most, is a mitzvah daraisa. It's a din daraisa, I should say, not a separate mitzvah. A din daraisa to be mosif michol al hakodesh, because you don't know exactly when Shabbos starts. You don't want to get too close. So that's a siyag d'oraisa in a mitzvah saseh. It's a siyag for the low saseh, but it's a mitzvah saseh to add on to Shabbos. That's a mitzvah saseh. Right. Or another one, I don't think you're saying, go quote this one. I gave you the last one to look at. Did I give it to you? Yeah, the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar in Parshas Achremos. The mitzvah of covering blood, kisui hadam. The mitzvah of kisui hadam. You saw this happen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm not upset that I missed it. Right. I'm just not a. Like I said, I could give shiurim on shechita, but watching a shechita is not for me.
Pictures and videos.
It's okay. I'm not going to watch the videos or the pictures. Giving Shira Maseches Chulin with a picture book is enough for me. the mitzvah of covering the blood, the Klei Yakar says, so you don't come to eat the blood.
Yeah, are only certain ones covered?
What?
Or is that just by Kobanis?
Behemoth and Ophos. The mitzvah of Kisi Adam is only by Chayas and Ophos, not by Behemoth. Because Behemoth, you use the blood for Kisi Adam, but the mitzvah is by Chayas and Ophos. But again, that's Siyog deraisa by mitzvah saseh. So this whole idea, which we got into through Yichud, reflects the fact that the Torah itself acknowledges different levels of mitzvahs, the hierarchy. And that brings us to a question. Yeah.
Is this siyog deraisa because safek deraisa?
No. There's no safek here. There's no safek here. Well, this is a halacha.
Have a safek on if you're going to eat the blood.
So no, I don't think so. There's no safek here. There's no doubt. Every case is the Torah answer is A because it might come to B.
Right, that's a
suffix. But I'm saying it's not a suffix in that everything is like, it's a suffix whether I'm going to daven today. It's a suffix. That's not a suffix. It's a question of you don't know what's going to happen in the future. That's not a suffix about something right now. You know, you're not sure. What decision are you going to make? That's not a suffix. You just got to make a decision. Got to make a decision.
Not even before davening, though.
If you no, I don't think it's a siyag. That's just a separate din. You can't eat before davening. It's inappropriate. No, lav dafka. No, that might be the separate halacha of not doing other things half an hour before the time of the mitzvah. Eating before davening is a separate halacha. Lo sochlo al adam. Lo sochlo al adimchem. It's inappropriate to worry about our own stuff before that. I don't think that's a siyag. But question. Doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos? Havizor b'mitzvah kala kavachamura she'ena tiyodeh matan zchorin shal mitzvahs? So what are we talking about here, that there's a hierarchy of mitzvahs? The Torah asers A because you might come to B. The Torah asers this, you might come to that. E'ena tiyodeh matan zchorin shal mitzvahs? What? Punishment. Okay, formulate it better. You're right.
Let's make a protection so you don't get killed.
I'm saying, so what does that reflect? How does that work to the mitzvah? You're right, you have a good conscience. What is the Mishnah talking about? Right? So how do you answer Rav's kasha? What do you mean? There are plenty of different punishments.
The Torah knows,
okay.
Meaning, which one's more chamor, which one's
But what does that mean? You don't know what the punishment is,
you're
Okay, but that you should measure mitzvahs then.
Does that mean that the zchar and how likely it is to do it make a say?
No, there's a more simple answer based on what Raph wants to say this, but he just it's underneath. Yes. Asay versus lo asay. The Rambam on that Mishnah. The Rambam says the whole principle of Ena to Yodei is by mitzvah asay. Of course, lo sasei. We know the different levels. The punishments are for lo sasei. By lo sasei, for sure we know. Kalaga bachamura, for sure. Chayvim mises bezdin, chivei kares, skidlos reif herek chenek. Right, they're just a lav. Only two. So those are more chamor. Those would be more chamor than the others. But the other 246... Right? You can't pick and choose. But by lo sasei, for sure, the Gemara talks about, let's say you have to eat something and you only have two non-kosher foods in front of you. You have to eat one of them or else you're going to die. One of them is an iser karis, one of them is an iser lav. You do the less one. You do the less one. For sure, when it comes to lo sasei, all of these cases of siyag d'arais are by lo sasei. So within the world of Losa says, of course, yes, the Isser of Negia and the Isser of Bia and Me'erva are different. Bia Me'erva is an Isser, is a Nechi of Misa. Negia Me'erva is an Isser Lav. So for sure by Losa says, we believe in the concept of Siyag D'Araisa. That's the Rambam's Chilik there, very important Rambam. In the world of Mitzvahs Asay, Eina Teyodei Amaten Schar and Shal Mitzvahs. And that's why Osig b'mitzvah patur on the mitzvah, and that's why mitzvah b'liyot chatach mitzvah, and the Rambam have all those halakhic principles. But the mitzvah is lo sasei for sure, and that's reflected in the concept of siyag d'araisa. Siyag d'araisa reflects that there is a hierarchy. Hashem himself acknowledges that there is different levels within the mitzvahs. And he gives us protection. Right, he doesn't want us to eat basar b'chalav, so he says, don't cook basar b'chalav. Hashem says that. It's built into the system. Okay, again, there's a lot more by Siyag D'Araisa, but we'll have to leave that for now. Okay, let's get into Saparsha. Baruch Hashem, Rabosai. Ksubis has been an awesome ride. Baruch Hashem. We'll be chazering next week, but I'll try to give out the some chazaras, sugyus, and passport around.